The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos regarding Dog Tame, Dog Tar, about kosher animals, he writes, Hushetzivana Livdok Besimani Behema Vachaya, that there's a mitzvah to check Bedika Simanim. Mitzvana Livdok also Be'elu HaSimanim Hu Mitzvus Asehu. As it says, Zos Hachaya She'atochano. As it says, in this week's parasha, it says in Shmini, Dos Hachaya. So perhaps Zos, V'zeh HaDavar, you have to actually see it. That's what Zeh means, and therefore you have to actually have a mitzvah to check every, you have to check the fish that it has fins and scales. You know, it could be the cows, they do check. So, that's the Lashon HaRambam. There's someone who learned Pshat in the Rambam. There's a mitzvah asay. You have to inspect every fish you eat, every animal you eat. And the Raivad disagrees and says, no. It's this Alav Haba Mechalase. No, this coming to tell me that it's usher to eat. There's no mitzvah asay that I have to actually check. You just have to make sure that you don't eat treifus. But there's no mitzvah asay per se. So either way, that's how some learn Pshat in the Rambam. And in fact, the Rambam in Macholas Asuros points out, most have the gear says, Mitzvah Aseh Leida HaSimanim. You have to know the Simanim Shem Avdil Behen Ben Mehema V'chaye V'ov, V'dog. So the 2 days, I think the Frankel Rabbam has mitzvahs aseh livdok ha-simanim. What's the difference? Leida, you have to know, or you have to check the simanim. So there's a famous chakirin yeshivas, and they use it throughout Shas. But is having simanim a simen or a siba? A siba means it's an indicator. This shows that this must be it. As opposed to a siba means it is it. The definition of if it has fins and scales, it's kosher. End of discussion. Or a simen, is this an indicator that it's a kosher animal? It's not the definition of a kosher animal. Let's say, for instance, if you have a fire somewhere and the fire alarm goes off, so that's a siba. That the fire alarm it's not the cause of the fire, but it shows that, you know, let's say that in other words, if you're showing someone the workplace and you tell them at 12 o'clock, people take lunch. So it's nothing to do, it's nothing to do that the clock hits 12, that's just an indicator it's lunchtime. It doesn't cause it to be lunchtime. When the fire alarm goes off, it's caused because there's a fire. So whatever your comparison is, a siba is the two simanim defined that it's kosher. Nothing else to discuss. Oh no, it's just a simen. That it's, you know, it's a kosher species. So that could be the 2 days, livdok or leida. So either way, that's could be the Rambam shita, and that seems to be the shita of the Sefer Achinach. That, let's say, you eat this species, he says you only check simenecha, but it's in any case, you don't know, you haven't checked both simanim, and it ends up being kosher. Let's say you didn't check any simanim, and again, you think it's like a kosher species, and you eat it, and you check afterwards. So he says, Yemavato, and it sounds like you ate treif, but Yemavato a mitzvah asay to check to bedikas simanim. So it's the Rambam and the Sefer Achinach versus the Raivid. So either way, that's a discussion. So what is that? How far does the Sefer Achinach go? How far does the Rambam go? Does it mean literally you have to sit there checking every fish, every animal that it's kosher, that meaning that it has, you have to check that it's kosher, but you have to go check that every fish has fins and scales. Every cow chews its gut and has split hooves. So the Darkei Tshuva, the Mumkacher, says, no, that can't be the pshat. This means you just have to know the species. It can't possibly mean you have to check each one. Why? From the Lashon, one proof is in the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam in Machos HaSura is the ones we quoted before. It says, Mitzvah Aseh, Livdok Atzum, Livdok HaSimanim, or he says, Mitzvah Aseh, Leida, he says, Banim, Shem Abdilam Behen, Ben Behema, Vachaya, Vaof, the dog. In other words, the Rambam includes the mitzvah bedika simanim regarding oath. So the Darkei Tshuva wants to say, we see from here, it can't possibly mean there's a mitzvah bedika simanim because the Torah doesn't give us. The Torah just tells us these 24 birds are in kosher. We have to figure out the rest. So the fact there are no simanim in our Torah, we only have from Chazal as different indicators, it must be clearly, the Rambam puts it all together, it must be, this is only, you know, it's a species. Of course, one could argue and say, once Chazal, unless you want to argue that once Chazal told us about, like, we have a concept by Chol HaMoed, is that the discussion is an Issa Malacha Daraisa, an Issa Malacha Darabanan. So, what do you mean? It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, but it's a Masu L'Chachamim, unless you want to argue against that way. But the Darkei Tshuva says that the fact that it puts oath and the Torah doesn't give me any simanim, it's only from Chazal, perhaps a Masorah from Noach. So therefore, it has to mean Leida. That's one proof of the Darkei Moshe. Another proof he has from the Gemara. The Gemara says, in Avodah Zarah, think Lamed Tess, I believe. The Gemara says, let's say a fish doesn't have fins and scales yet, but it's going to have it. You all know, it grows it later on in life. So could you eat it now? So Gemara says it's mutter. You can eat it now. As long as you know it's the species, so even though you don't have the fins and scales, so obviously how could you can't possibly check the fins and scales if they're not there. The fact you can eat the fins and scales, you can eat the fish without them having fins and scales, it shows there's no mitzvah. Of course, one could be dingzak and say no. It's the yefshar. Just like we generally have a halacha, you make a bracha over lasiyason. But by a tefillah's ger, obviously you make it after. So unless you want to argue and say that's an exception to the rule. But that's what the Darkei Tshuva, the Mumkacha, wants to argue, that since the Rambam puts oath in the Bedika, so he can't possibly mean that there's an actual mitzvah's assay of checking the every simon, since the Torah doesn't give me simon in my oath. Or, from the Gemara of Adazara, you can eat a fish that hasn't grown its fins and scales yet. Hence, the Darkei Tshuva concludes that so the Rambam and the Sefer Achina can't possibly mean every time every fish needs to be checked for the fins and scales or every other animal. What the Rambam means and the Sefer Achina means is if you know the species, that's it. You know it's good. If you know it's a tuna, that's it. You don't have to go checking every fins and scale. But if you don't know, if it's an unknown species, so then, that's when one has a chiyav bedika. That's how the Darkei Tshuva learns. So that's one issue. Another issue, let's say sticking to tuna for a minute or fish, how do you know? How can we eat the fish for another reason? In other words, so obviously this would depend on if you need a mashkiach on the boat or not. If you hold that there's a mitzvah aseh to check every, does a Jew have to check every fins and scales? So, So that's the opinion of Rav Moshe, Rav Henkin, Rav Moshe Tengler, very strong on it, that you need a mashgiach tamidi to make sure that every fish is kosher, and that doesn't seem to be the policy of major OU and other hashkachas. So if you have a mashgiach tamidi, there's no issue, but how do I know that a dog tummy didn't mix in with the kosher? So over then, what it must be, we have a general halacha, acharei rabim lahatos. We follow the rov. So we go basa rov. So obviously, most of the fish are tuna or kosher fish, and therefore we're not worried. So comes along the Rivash and says, what are you talking about? That's true by Kol HaTorah Kulo or many places, but by here, we don't follow the rov, because that's what the Torah is telling me. Zos HaChaya Asher Tochelo, this is the Chaya, it's telling me, again, normally we go by rov, but Zeh, you have to see each one. And therefore we can't go Basar rov, so therefore we can't rely that rov of the fish are kosher. You have to make sure every fish is. So what do we do? So the answer is, we say, well, it depends on, even the Rivash would have to agree, it depends on how big the rov is. If it's 51%, 60%, then maybe yes. If it's 95%, then he wouldn't say. We have by other cases. And the Rambam, when he goes through the Simanim, so even the Rambam writes, there are certain ones that the Rambam, that don't fit the criteria. In other words, I think he says the Aznia, the Pras, Eino Mitzuvim Beish. So he says there are certain birds, certain animals that don't fit the criteria. So therefore, how could you go ahead, and how could we? He's saying, if you're telling me you don't go Basar Rov, so then how could you ever eat any animal? Because maybe these are the ones that you're eating. So he points out that no, that's a one in a million, one in a dozen. He says, "Einu mitzuvim biyishuv ella b'midbarios ha'yam rachokas." We're not concerned. So we see there's a certain amount of rov that we're not going to follow. Even like, you know, the Chasam Sofer writes that we're not going to be the whole issue with the Mendelssohn, with the 3-day rule. So, you know, it's only so far you go in terms of if it's one of a million, one in a thousand, etc. So even the Rivash would have to agree, because the Rama writes that because we rely on the Goyim checking in these places. So how can we rely on the Goyim checking the tuna? We know they're not neman for kashrus. If you don't keep kosher, you're not obligating kashrus. How could you be neman? So that's what the Mefarshim point out, the Achronim, I think the Chelkas Yaakov, others, that no, that's based on the Gemara, that no, that only, when do we say you can't trust a guy? That's when, you know, on his own, for the stam. But if he's an uman, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Lamed Dawid, if he's a professional, we're not worried that he's going to mess up, because the fish are in the quality, he's not going to ruin his business. So therefore, even though generally we don't follow, you know, Gentiles don't have namanas, when it comes here, we say, Fechiluk, an uman is naman. And independently, salmon's a different issue, because let's say you buy tuna, when it comes in the can, you have no idea what it looks like. But a salmon fillet, you know the color. So that's what Ramosha writes. And OU did a test into it that that and the trout is the only fish that could have that flesh. You know it's kosher. Because how did they figure it out? Because there are different types of salmon. There's like wild salmon and farm salmon in terms of the wildest eats, I guess, the regular, the farm salmon, they lock it up and they feed it that way. So I guess it was different colors. It was pale. So they, I guess, with different types of technology or they injected, whatever they did, they got them, it wasn't as pale, so they made it more pink. So you could say, like all other salmon, so any fish they could turn into pink. So I did a study, and it only works by salmon and trout, I guess. And therefore, that's what many rely on, that therefore, even a salmon fillet, even without the fins and scales, you could recognize. But a tuna, you wouldn't have that, because a tuna doesn't have the fins and scales, so you wouldn't have that issue. So you have to, the assumption is that you're relying on the Goyim, and this for business purposes. And in fact, there was another company that they checked. They didn't check everyone, but they checked the salmon, whatever, every 100 cans or so, or they did bedikas on it, whatever it was, and they did it for 10 years. So someone asked, so how many times did you find a tray of fish in the tuna? They said never. Not only that, but we never found another. We only found the tuna. And only, there are many types of tuna, but only three basically for human consumption. The albacore, skipjack, and one other one, yellowfin, whatever, the different types of only fish for human consumption. So, and even that, they were very careful on. So therefore, we see it's a professional, and worried why he's going to ruin his business. So therefore, we don't have to worry. And there's one other issue, of course, they talk about is Bishul Akum by salmon, because the salmon is steamed. And so again, if you have the mashkichim there, so they take care of that. They could steam it. But there are no mashkichim on the boat, so I think there's different stages. First they steam it, and that makes it edible. But then for other reasons, for bacteria reasons, they have to cook it again. They cook it once it's ready in the can. So what about Bishul Akum? So some claim it's a problem of Bishul Akum. So number one is maybe you could tie in tuna fish are eating raw today. So maybe it's not Bishul, it's a dover. You could eat in raw. But even if it's assumed no, so Ramosha has a tshuva, or not a tshuva, maybe it's Pia Shmo. I think it's from the river of Ephraim, claims that he basically said, Ramosha said that one in general, there's an issue of Bishul Akum. If you're in factory, maybe it's so far removed that maybe there is no Bishul Akum. But others seem to, many Amachmer, saying that's not enough. So Ramosha says, but in this case, anyway, it's machinery that only industrial, only big companies is not used at home, so therefore we can't rely on it. And it's steaming, so therefore, according to many, steaming isn't a problem by Bishul Akum. So therefore, you could use the steaming issue, the factory, and it's eaten raw, so therefore it shouldn't be an issue. So to summarize, so we're discussing the issue of tuna, salmon, but number one, the issue, can you eat fish if you don't see the fins and scales? Can I just say, well, I know it, I could recognize it, it's a tuna, it's a salmon, so how does that work? Because in the tuna can, I only see it at the end of the day, and there are no mashkichim. So we said, to go back, we said it seems to be the opinion of the Rambam and the Sefer Achinach against the Ravid, that there's a mitzvah asay to check for simanim. We said that could be the 2 days in the Rambam, mitzvah to know. Then you just have to know the specie, or mitzvah livdok. You have to actually check, because it's a zos hachaya, therefore you have to see each one. However, the Darkei Tshuva says the mumkaj is impossible to mean you have to check every, or highly unlikely, you have to check every fish for fins and scales. Because then when the Rambam, when he talks about the mitzvah b'dika simanim, also writes oaf, and there is no mitzvah in our Torah when it comes to oaf. That's only we have indicators from Chazal, where the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that you're allowed to eat fish that you know is going to grow fins and scales, but haven't grown yet. So clearly you can't check it. So obviously we see, from there, according to the Darkei Tshuva, that it must mean that you can't do a bedika. Of course, you want to say with the oaf that those ones Chazal gave us, so therefore it takes on the status of the simanim. Or you want to say that it's the efshar, whatever the case, that's what the Darkei Tshuva says. And therefore he concludes that, so what does the Sefer Achinach and the Rambam mean then? If you don't have, if you never have to check? No, you have to check if you don't know the specie. If you don't know the specie, then you got to check for the simanim. But if you know the, if you know it's a tuna, you know it's a salmon, you know it's a, you know it, the species kosher. So that's what the Sefer Achinuch means. But still, if there's no one on, but if there's no one there checking in a regular, so if you don't need to check, you just have to know it's a kosher species. But how do I know some non-kosher fish didn't get mixed in with the tuna? The tuna filleted or some other filleted fish. So as we go by Sarov, that the majority we know, the tuna fish hang out in an area, that's where they go fishing, and we know. And in fact, what happens is they even, today the fishermen, they throw out the, there's many different checks, and they come and they, if they catch it right away, they throw it back out. There's another check later on, they throw out the other ones, they check the cans every once in a while. There's a whole long check that it's hardly unlikely that anything else gets in. But when we go bus a row, but the Rivash wants to say a chiddush, no. Then to the Zosachaya, that is the mitzvah b'dika simon, we can't rely on rov. So there must be different types of rov. A 51% rov, yeah, you need b'dika, 99% rov, you don't. If it's a total long shot, 1 in 1,000, like we have by people with the Mendelssohn letter to the Chasam Sofer about waiting 3 days before Kfur, it's possible but highly unlikely. And therefore you don't have to be concerned about it. And in fact, he wants to bring it right from the Rambam, that the Rambam says there's certain, I think he says it by Ophos, but the birds that don't fit the scale, they're still not kosher, even though they have, let's say, the so-called simanim. So why are we worried? Maybe the birds we're eating are those. So he says, no, those are 1 in 1,000. Those are out in the midbar, out in the yam. So we're not concerned about them. And then, so what about the issue of trusting non-Jews? Because generally we don't trust non-Jews. So then we said, if it's professionals, they're in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that it seems that the Rama is basing on, that the Shach has a difficulty with, that if he's an Uman, so that's how we know, and he's not going to ruin the business. And salmon has its own things. Salmon has his own issues, or less issues, because you could weigh that just by the color. There's the whole Bisho Akamite tuna, that maybe it's raw, it's in a factory, or it's only smoked. So the bottom line is, according to Rav Moshe, Rav Henkin, Rav Moshe Tengler, certain hashkachas demand they need a mashkiach to meet on the boat, and I guess they check whether they check every fish, or at least they know that it is a tuna. They know it's a kosher fish. We'd assume that we know it anyway. It's mitzvah leida, and therefore it's an uman. They're not going to ruin the business. So therefore the minhag olam seems to be lenient. When you eat OU tuna, we're assuming that all these things are in problems. The Bisho Akum issue, that it's a kosher fish, it's not a dug tummy. And what I hear is, if you want to cover yourself, I think once a year, but I think when it comes close to Pesach time, maybe now already with Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag, that OU Passover, that does have a Mashgiach Tamidi, and therefore if there's no harm, if you want to have the, you could either buy for the whole year, I don't know if tuna lasts, or if you want to be Makbid, you could buy OUP tuna, and I believe that has a Mashgiach Tamidi, and therefore we don't, the problem that we, as we worked out, they're not issues anyway, but if you want to go with the Mashgiach, so therefore you could buy the OUP tuna.